AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome in, friendos, to this week's Rank Builders right here on In This League. It is the In This League Fantasy Football Podcast. I am Chris Welsh. I'm on Twitter at IsItTheWelsh over there. That is Scott Bogman on Twitter at Bogman Sports. This episode, all about that ranks, all about them ranks, No trouble. No trouble either when we get to the ranks here. We actually use, this is kind of an aggregate of Fantasy Pros. Not necessarily a relation. We don't get paid for it or anything like that. We do stuff with Fantasy Pros, but it's all built around the contests they do weekly for ranking. But it's a great exercise. We always figured just talking you guys through while we're talking through ranks is just a fun way to process all of it. So we've got all of our ranks. We're going to go through as much as we can here, challenge each other on some, and even look at what the aggregate of all the people, the ECR, as they call it, is for all the players in Week 7. And starting over at quarterback, here is your top 12 as far as ECR goes. This is as of late Thursday. This is actually right before the Thursday night football game, just so everybody knows. The ECR in Fantasy Pros exists of Lamar, Mahomes, Herbert, Burrow, Murray is their top five. Brady, Dak, Geno, Carr, and Tua finish out as the top 10. Where I go with this, Boggs, I have got Lamar, Patrick Mahomes, I'm a little dicey on. Maybe we can talk through it here, because even though the San Francisco defense looked very human last week, I'm still a little bit dicey on this. I've got Herbert. I got Burrow pretty high at four. I've put Geno up at six, which is just absurdity. And another one that I put, that I don't think I said, yeah, he's actually at 12. I went and dropped Trevor Lawrence up to seven this week. And I pushed him up real high because of what he can do on the ground or in the air overall against the Giants. And then I finish out with, let's stop it. Trevor Lawrence, let's talk about him, because then I've got a little clump I want to ask you about.
I got Trevor at nine. So I have him behind Roger just because they're playing Washington. Washington's terrible. I have Geno ahead of him. I have Burrow ahead of him. So, but he's definitely a QB1 at this point.
So you and I are way higher. Yeah. We're way higher than consensus on him. Mm-hmm. So you said Rodgers. This was my thing. I've got Brady, Rodgers, and Dak at 8, 9, and 10. And I feel like Dak should be higher. And I feel like I'm really out on Brady. It's just another one of those matchups. The Roger, I'm not sold on this yet. The Rodgers, Brady, Prescott.
I've got Brady at 5. They're playing Carolina. Carolina sucks.
They're playing Atlanta last week.
What's that?
They played Atlanta last week. Or the week before. What, it was the week before. I'm sorry.
No, they played. Tom Brady looked like garbage, threw for 243
Pittsburgh.
Yards last
year. Yeah, it was Pittsburgh. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but Niners, he looked like crap and threw for 243 yards. And the only defense in the NFL that might be worse than Pittsburgh is Carolina. So Carolina's worthless, dude. They're terrible. They're unraveling. They're awful. So I just don't think we're going to see Brady look like garbage, especially with everyone questioning him. And, you know, he had to answer a midseason retirement question. He's like, there's no retirement in my future. Which was funny to hear. I just think he's going to light up the Panthers. This is a pissed off Brady.
Brady the highest, and you said you had Rodgers at 8 above Trevor Lawrence. So where's Dak?
Dak, I have at 11. You know, this is his first game back. I'm just worried about like first half rust, which is kind of, that's what it looked like we saw from Brady last week, because the second half, he started slinging it, which is why he ended up with almost 250 yards. And the only reason I remember that is because I was looking at the prop bets earlier today and it's like, good Lord, Brady's way high. It's like 280 yards, but he's hit that like most weeks. So, Yeah, I'm confident in Brady. I'm just a little worried about Dak coming back. You know he's rushing. We saw what happened when Russell rushed back last year from the finger break and all that stuff. It's the same. It's a different finger. He had the mallet finger. This was a thumb for Dak. But, you know, I'm a little wary. So I'm as a QB1, so not that wary. They're playing Detroit, right?
Yeah.
So all you got to do is throw up 5 yards and wait for him to just rip through the defense. But I'm just a little worried about his production coming back off of this surgery and stuff.
Yeah. I feel like it's kind of a weird range when I look at the quarterbacks, because some of the guys that have been struggling, they're just good matchups. Like you said, it's like Brady against Carolina. Rodgers is against Washington this week.
Yeah.
Even Dak returning is up against Detroit. Those are some good matchups, but really the top notch guys have great matchups kind of across the board. Did you have any feelings on Geno or Burrow that to add to this, or do you want to go down the list?
No, I mean, I like Burrow, I just like the Bengals this week against Atlanta. I just do not think that, you know, Atlanta doesn't want to throw the ball. That they've proven that over the last month, where Marcus Mariota hasn't, had more than 14 completions in the last month. And Cincinnati's going to score on this defense. They started clicking last week. I think they're going to score. They're going to put Atlanta in a bad spot. So I think Burrow's going to have the ball a lot. So I like Burrow this week.
I was really big, if you listen to the earlier pods on the ITL Fantasy Football pod, I'm very big into Tua this week. I've got Tua at 11, even though I know he's coming off. But you know what? He's at 10. So I might need to make a move here. He's at 10 on the consensus ranks because of the matchup against Pittsburgh. And I've been battling the Tua versus Prescott, Rodgers, and Brady all in that general range just because Tua's got Pittsburgh. And I love the matchup.
I don't care. Everybody's back healthy for Pittsburgh this week. So Witherspoon, Sutton, Minka Fitzpatrick, Gerald Edwards.
Yeah.
Another week removed. So I got him at 16. He's coming off of this concussion. Ooh. Like, what are they going to do with him? Are they going to run the ball 100 times? Because they could really do whatever. It's Pittsburgh's defense.
I think you play a lot of short. You should play a lot of short pass offense with Tyreek and Jaylen Waddle and let them have some yak. I think this game is a 2-step drop, 3-second release. It is get the ball in Tyreek and Jalen's hands immediately, or you're running the ball. And I think you're going to have, I'll be surprised at how many deep passes we get from those guys, because I think this is all going to be about yak.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
I mean, you don't want to put Tua in a situation to get hurt. So you're absolutely right. It should be short passes and, you know, not many Mississippis. You don't want him sitting back there thinking about it, but... if he's back, guy's going to get hit. You know, it's the NFL. So you kind of have to play it normally. I just don't know. Like, is he going to be gun shy too? That's a major injury. I want to see it for 1 week before I put him as a QB one. So I have him as a mid tier QB two. And I would start, you know, if I had the opportunity to start off Matt Ryan against Tennessee, Jimmy G playing catch up, or even Danny Dimes, the way he's been running, I'm starting those guys over Tua this week.
So. I wanted to look here. Oh, God, and I just clicked a different sport, of course. Went on DraftKings and player props. I don't even know how I clicked on another sport. What the hell happened here?
I don't even think they had Tua up yet.
That's what I was looking for, but I'm looking for completions. And, yeah, I'm not seeing. Yeah, dang. Yeah, no, you know what? They got Kenny.
They're going to make him, because he's like game time decision or whatever. They're going to not put his prop.
I suppose you're right, because I would have been really curious at what the completions were on him, because I think with a lot of short yardage, this could be. You mentioned Jimmy G. Where do you have Jimmy? Because I got Jimmy at 12, because, again, you're talking about.
13.
Okay, so we're in the same range. And I think we talked about this on the pod, and I think Joey had brought Jimmy G up as well. Kansas City, Niners, this might actually be a slugfest. There's slugfest potential in this. And if Kansas City gets up, Jimmy's just got to start throwing the ball. And outside of those two dumb picks, he's actually been relatively effective getting the ball out in the air.
Jimmy can win games. He does enough to win games. And they have good receiving options here. So, you know, it's not like Danny Dimes and most of his production has to come from running. You know what I mean? Which is fine. We'll take the production however it comes. It doesn't matter. But, you know, it's just he can do it. It's just he's so unbelievably hit or miss. I don't want to make him a QB1.
What about the?
As soon as you make him a QB1, he gets 7 points. You know what I mean?
Do you have any feelings on Russ right now?
Yeah, he sucks.
How far you're going to let Broncos Nation ride? I mean, he's got the MRI.
22.
Probably going to go. You got him at 20. Okay, so you really buried him. Like really.
Yeah,
really
I mean, him. I have Bailey Zappi or Mac Jones, whoever plays, I'll put ahead of him. Justin Fields has been top 10 the last couple weeks, even though they're playing against New England.
I hate that.
I have
that
him
matchup.
Ahead of him. Tannehill against the Colts, I have ahead of him. I even put Zach Wilson against Denver ahead of him. You know, I don't like Zach Wilson, but I just Russ has nothing. Andy's hurt. So I don't know, like, why are we expecting, you know, what's the definition of insanity? Doing the same thing and over and over and over and expecting different results. This is what we're getting from Russell right now. So
what is quarterback 13 through 15, through 20 for you?
13. I got Jimmy G, Ryan, Goff, Tua, Zach Wilson, Tannehill, Mariota, Bailey Zappi, Justin Fields.
Okay. So the only one that jumped out was, Zach Wilson, you jumped up there against the Denver defense. You got him high, like 17. Was that?
Yeah. I think you're going to have to pass against the Denver defense. So, you know, you're going to have to make something work. I'm just the running game. They're not going to go in and carve up Denver on the ground as much as they did Green Bay, I don't think. So just in my opinion. So we'll see if that comes to fruition or whatever. But it's really the guys behind Zach Wilson. You know, Tannehill is so hit or miss. Mariota, I hate putting him in a spot to throw passes. I don't like that. I don't think New England will have to throw many passes in that game to beat the Bears. They're just the Bears are bad right now. And that's our Monday Night Football game, by the way, is New England, Chicago. Ugh. It just keeps getting worse and worse, these primetime games. So I don't know. I might move Heinicke up. I have him at 24. I can move him up a little bit. But Brissett's been bad. Like the rest of these guys kind of suck down here. So I'm not excited about him.
All right, over on the running backs, let's go take a look here. If you get the ECR for half-point PPR, your top five, Saquon, Eckler, Henry, McCaffrey, and Ramondre Stevenson is what Fantasy Pros consensus dudes have. It was funny because Derrick Henry was one of those, if I would just say this weirdly, but like if you're not doing the contest, you wouldn't understand this. Bogman, I was about to go, if you're like some normal person that doesn't have access to doing the ranks and special, but if you don't do it, Derrick Henry, when it uploaded, was like in the 18s. Like that's how it self
coming off a bye, all those guys, you have to like re-enter that because when you enter in the thing, it lets you choose either go off of whatever is consensus right now or your ranks from last week. If you do your ranks from last week, you know, none of those guys are going to show up. But because half of the people do it that way, they're low because they're not on people's list. So
yeah. Well, and Derek Kearney is the one that jumps up. But Stevenson is the one that stands out with a number five overall rank. I mean, Harris is still a little bit questionable. What does your top five look like?
I've got Henry, Barkley, Eckler, Chubb, McCaffrey.
Henry, Barkley, Eckler, Chubb, McCaffrey. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're not worried about, I mean, it's McCaffrey, but it's just Tampa Bay, I guess. I have currently got Barkley.
They got the ball like 30 times. So
I've got Barkley, Eckler, Chubb, Henry, and then McCaffrey is my top five. So we got the same guys, but in a different order. So you put Derrick Henry up number one coming off the bye.
Yeah. I mean, once again, you know, and I'll probably do this for just most weeks moving forward. Who is most likely to score a touchdown in the NFL every single week? It's Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry is the most likely to walk in the end zone of any human being on earth. So I'm just going to have him ranked very, very high. Not that I don't. Barkley is awesome, but I think Henry not only has the ability to score once, probably the ability to score twice. And when he gets running downhill, nobody stops him. So he will put up some of those massive 150, 160 rushing yard games. And that could easily happen this week against the Colts, and I would not be shocked.
Where are you sitting on Jonathan Taylor for this week? I mean, I think the consensus on him is 11 against Tennessee. And he sat out, in my mind, he sat out last week in we're just going to move this into next week. Cause he was almost ready. Like it was almost to a point where they're like, hey, it's getting close. It's a possibility he can go. And then they just said, screw it on Saturday. We're not messing around with it.
He said, the decision for me to sit last week was me. I know my body. I know I wasn't ready to go this week. I know I'm 100%. I'm ready to rock. So
I am all
love hearing that. Yeah,
I love hearing that from Jonathan Taylor. So the rankers might be kind of low on that. Again, this is it's kind of like
I got him at seven.
Okay, that's exactly where I have him.
I have Fournette one spot ahead of him just because Carolina and they've been bad. So I have JT at seven. Then at eight, this is a question. So what I do with these guys that are questionable or game time decisions, but they're very good, I just put them where I think I would have them if they play. And then if they don't play, I'm going to move them down. So I have Swift at eight right now. So unless we hear the term pitch count or snap count or touch limit or any of that, if he's playing, I'm just going to assume, hey, all right, he's playing. He's ready to go. Let's go. So yeah, that's where I would have him ranked if he is. But he is obviously up in the air a little bit.
I've got Jacobs there because a lot of the stuff I talked about. Nine. Yeah, I mean, Jacobs, like I talked about on the football pod, what was it? Houston giving up 130 rushing yards, 40 yards receiving to running backs. And Jacobs in the last 2 weeks has averaged almost 150.
Is way too low.
Is it? Do we need to look?
Yeah, it's like 16 and a half. So
is it really? Let's take it. Let's see if it's still there.
In a row or something.
We haven't done the show. We haven't done the Bet This League show, which is coming out. Let's take a look. We're going to look at it live. Ooh, I don't see it. Oh, wait, here it is. 17 and a half. It's moved to.
It's already moved. That was, I checked that 3 hours ago and wrote it down.
I might have to make a little bet before that gets a little too up there. So yeah, I got Josh Jacobs 30 yards
receiving in four straight games.
So here's my big question. Where do you have Breece Hall?
Ooh, yeah, that is your big question, right? Because
he has number 12 on Fantasy Pros ECR.
Right. I put him at number 13 just to annoy you.
not on Harvey one.
It was only to annoy you. I think if you hadn't talked about Breece Hall, I'd probably have him up at like four. But because you're so obnoxious about him, I was like, I got to make him an RB2 this week. No, but here's the guys I have ahead of him. I got Kamara against a bad Cardinals defense on Thursday night.
I have Kamara one spot below him.
Stevenson at 11. And then the one that you hate.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's this?
In this league.
If you have to ask, big man, you can't afford it.
That's $4.
So Mixon, one spot ahead of him at 12. They're just playing Atlanta, and I think they're going to get up big, and I think Mixon's going to have a lot of second-half carries. Maybe even Samaje Perine, so we'll see.
I got Breece at 10. I put Breece at 10. I got Kamara at 11, and I got
number
Swift
10 on
at
your
12.
Ranks, number one in your heart, Breece
number
Hall.
One in my heart. That's how my RB1s finish out. I've got Ken Walker at 13, above Joe Mixon, above Aaron Jones, above Najee Harris, above Ezekiel Elliott. Where do you have Ken Walker?
Ken Walker, I have at 14. I have one spot below Breece. So
okay, so we're in some general range. What about Raheem Mostert? Raheem Mostert is kind of an odd one this week. I think he comes in as running back 21 on the Fantasy Pros ECR. He is the sole guy. Pittsburgh overall, I think, is a good matchup outside of, I think, Pittsburgh's run defense is a little bit better than their pass defense. So
yeah, but they're both bad.
They're both bad. Where do you have Mostert?
I've got him at 17, and this is a guy that I talked about before on the Tuesday show that I like as potentially being a surprise RB1 just because I do think Miami could get up. You know, I was feeling a little more disenchanted, right, last week, you're on Sunday, because Pickett was hurt. And I didn't know if any of these secondary players were coming back. So I thought Miami was going to get up quick. I was like, well, you know, maybe Tampa Bay didn't take care of it, but I know Miami will. But now they got a questionable quarterback coming back. Like you said, probably a lot of short throws for him. Also, probably a lot of runs for this team. So I like, and Mostert is, like you said, the only guy here. So I like him this week. So he's a firm RB2 for me.
Okay, yeah, I got him as an RB2 as well. He's at 20.
So there's a little bit of that, too, in there. But
yeah, we'll, I think he might move a little bit. Like, I actually have him next to, like, Dave Montgomery. And Montgomery's just been getting so much usage, but he kind of sucks, and it's against New England, so I don't know if I sold myself.
I got him at 27, dude. I do not like him this week at all.
Yeah, he might come. What about Brian Robinson and Dameon Pierce? Where did those guys both sit in for you?
Dameon Pierce. I need to move him up. I'm actually going to put him right where I had a couple of spots ahead here. So I got Dameon Pierce at 16. I have Brian Robinson at 25.
Brian Robinson at 25, because I have Brian Robinson at 22, but I currently have Pierce at 23. What gets you? Who do you have Pierce ahead of?
Jeff Wilson. I just moved him ahead of Mostert. Najee's okay. Been bad. Zeke. I mean,
I think that's Zeke a big clump of guys. Like I think Jeff Wilson down creates this big clump of guys that you can move around between. I have like Etienne in there. Kareem Hunt's got a really great matchup against Baltimore. I feel like you can clump all those guys in some type of an order. I feel like it's a tier.
Yeah. So I've got Pierce, Wilson, Mostert, Harris, Zeke, Kareem Hunt, Etienne, Robinson, and Dylan. Brian Robinson. So a big group of, weirdness, I would say there. Because there's, we know, Najee's going to be high volume still. Zeke should be high volume. Etienne and Robinson, they've been leaning more towards Etienne, but they could easily go to Robinson. No one would be shocked. Dylan still has Jones there. So this is like the death by 1,000 cuts tier. You could talk yourself into any of these guys.
What are you doing with J.K. Dobbins if he's active?
He's dead.
He's dead to you?
Yeah.
Where do you have him? Oh, you just took him off the list for the week.
No, I didn't. Oh, okay. I have him at 38, way down there. It's a good matchup against Cleveland, but he hasn't practiced yet, so I don't think he's going to end up playing. I'm not going to say he ain't going to play, like I like to say, Welsh, but I don't think he's going to end up playing in this game. And even if he does, Kenyon Drake looks so much better. How can you go back to a slow plodding running back who has just tweaked his knee against a guy that looks spry and springy and ran for over 100 yards last week? I don't think he can. So I'm higher on Drake.
What are you doing with, I'm just asking you all these, Melvin sure. Gordon, like, cause I think Melvin Gordon's an interesting one. Cause he was essentially, I thought, going to be cut, but the team announced that he is going to be the starting running back. Looks like a reaffirmation of his usage is coming this week, at least according to coaches and what's been said, maybe to make him feel happy. I don't know. You're not buying it.
Nope. He can start all he wants. They mixed all these guys anyway. And I tell you what, if he starts and he fumbles, they will cut him. He will not be. They'll be like, don't even go to the locker. Just go to your car. You're done. Get out of here. So I don't know what is going on with them. Hackett just keeps making bad decision after bad decision. I mean, every time I think it can't get worse for Denver, it does, which is why I'm so low on Russell Wilson. Also, they have no offensive identity at all whatsoever. So I got him at 33. I have him ahead of
all of that. All of that, I was like, Jesus, you're going to have him in the 50s. I'm at 30. So, I mean, we have him in the same general facility.
Actually, I'm going to move two guys at him right now. So, 35. So.
All right. Who'd you move ahead of him?
I have him like ahead of Mike Boone and Rashad White and Khalil Herbert and Dobbins and, those
guys. This 30 range sucks ass this week. I hate it so much between you got like Algiers and Michael Carters and Herberts and like Kenyon Drake gets thrown in there. You said J.K. Dobbins is dead. Are you going to have Drake over him?
Yeah, that's what I said before. 31.
Oh, I didn't.
I got Drake at 31. I just think he looks so much better right now. How can you know Dobbins is the better back, but he is clearly not even close to 100%. He's playing at like 65. Maybe you get him up to 75% for the rest of the year. So honestly, he's a guy that I'm regretting ranking so high in the preseason and. What the hell is he doing begging to get on the field when the guy can barely walk? I don't understand it. He might be Todd Gurley. It's bad. So
what are you doing? Dameon Harris is another one, and then we can throw it out to whatever. But Dameon Harris looks like he was a full participant in practice, doesn't have any questionable tags attached to him right now. Looks like he could go. That's why I'm a little shocked I'm all about Ramondre Stevenson and stuff, but like top five was kind of eye opening. But what about Dameon Harris?
I had him buried. I actually had not looked at him when I went through this a little bit earlier today. So let me move him up.
I just did the exact same thing. I moved him to 36 to just anoint him as a flex option at running back.
I'm going to put him at 35 because I had Melvin Gordon there. So I'll put him at 35. And Melvin Gordon dropped down to 36. So,
Is there anybody else that you're curious on late or you have higher further down? I mean, I put a couple guys up. It doesn't matter now, but I had put Keontae Ingram up, whatever he did. Caleb Huntley, I put up a little bit. I don't know how compared to like ECR. Caleb Huntley is actually 39, so I'm just a notch lower than normal. But those were a couple guys I tried to boost up.
Yeah, I'm going to move. Well, I'm going to move Latavius Murray up as we're talking right here. So I'll have him. I think I got to put him one spot ahead of Gordon because I clearly like him better. So I'll put Latavius Murray at like 36. Other than that, nobody interesting. I mean, there's a lot of like, you know, if JT for whatever reason doesn't play, Deion Jackson will move up. But Chase Edmonds has been bad. I don't know about McKissick's role. Kelly's hurt. Like, I don't know. All these guys suck. So
yeah, these guys suck. This lower range just sucks at running back. Make sure
I
want
to move DJ
guys.
Dallas higher, but geez, they gave Walker like everything last week. So
how
it's hard to, yeah.
Where do you have him right now?
It's maybe, well, I am way down there. Yeah. I'm like 56 something, 54.
Yeah, 54. So, yeah, that's what I have him too.
So I have him way the hell down there. You know, it'd be interesting to see when Travis Homer comes back, what type of role he has. So, or if, you know, this is Pete we're talking about, so it could change at any point and it wouldn't be that shocking. So, you know,
that's an interesting point. Wide receivers you want to go talk about?
Sure.
Sure. Why not? Who cares? Wide receivers, Jamar Chase, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Debo, and CD Lamb is the top five on the ECR. It then goes to Evans, Pittman, Metcalf, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 9, and Jalen Waddle at 10. What differs for you?
Can you run through that one more time? I'm sorry.
So you've got Chase, Hill, and Adams as your top three.
Okay.
You've then got Debo, CD Lamb, Evans down to 6, Pittman, Metcalf, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 9, Jalen Waddle at 10.
All right. So my 10 here is I got Chase. I have Evans at 2. Carolina's bad. Debo's at 3 against Kansas City. I just think they're going to be throwing a lot. I got Tyreek at 4, Devontae at 5, CeeDee Lamb at 6, Mike Williams at 7. I think he gets back on the horse. Metcalf, another guy I think gets back on the horse at 8.
Where did Sutton you put Mike Williams?
I have Mike Williams at 7 against Seattle.
See, I dumped him down to 16. Where is he on this? Because
we're
going to
get the overcorrection game, though.
But we also
Sertain
might get Keenan
is
Allen.
So good, dude.
Keenan Allen looks like he might actually get off the milk carton and get out.
I don't think he's going to play.
Still don't think he's going to play?
No, I'm not going to say he ain't going to play, but he hasn't practiced yet, right? So I don't think he's going to play.
I think he had, let me find.
I thought he was still sitting out.
Let's take a little peeky here. Why not? We should look because I thought I saw that Keenan Allen was going to get in some practices.
Limited practice. So, Wednesday, it's possible the Chargers could elect to play it safe with the wideout. So he's like a true game time decision right now. So,
a video. Oh, Daniel Popper, a video of Keenan Allen running full routes today. I'm watching the video right now of him running full routes.
What do you think, Dr. Welsh? Does he look good out there?
Well, here, let me show you. I'm going to let you watch this. You tell me, Dr. Bogman. Bogman, look at that. Does that look like a nice, healthy Keenan Allen?
Hey,
boom,
look,
that
it
cut.
Looks good, but you know who else had a bunch of healthy tape before he came back and tweaked his knee? J.K. Dobbins. So, you know, he's 50-50, but I don't think it really matters. I think it's actually
right here,
for
too,
Mike
by
Williams.
The way. Look at this note from Pro Football Talk. Keenan Allen said this. If sitting through week 8 bye is the best thing, that's what will be done.
They got the bye next week, too. So, but I don't think it matters either way for Mike Williams. You know, Patrick Surtain is a tough, tough corner to handle. So, you know, we got
Patrick
dusted
Surtain
last week.
Monster this year.
Yeah, he's been great. So he got dusted last week, but this is Seattle we're talking about. So I think he's going to play well here. And then, you know, like so many people losing faith in Cortland Sutton.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
in this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh.
another guy with a tough matchup. I mean, Sauce has been good, but I think they're going to move him around.
You just said you hated Russell Wilson. You like Courtland Sutton a whole bunch?
Yeah, it's not that I like him a whole bunch, but I just like Courtland Sutton, and I don't like a lot of what's going on behind him. You know, I Amon-Ra St. Brown is questionable. T. Higgins has been hit or miss. Chris Godwin's always hurt. You know, so I don't know. It's one bad week. We have one bad week from Courtland Sutton. Even with Russ being so bad, Sutton has been the one player on this offense that has been putting up points. So I still like him. I'm not going to.
Sutton comes in at far off of him. 15 on the list. The funny thing about Mike Williams,
I think that's
the
range, dude. I think, my range would be for Sutton 9 to 14. Because, you know, I could see starting Higgins, Godwin. If Allen plays, I have Allen up there. Waddle, Pittman. I could see all those guys like interlocking with him. But then the secondary group, dude, of Cooper, Kirk, Deontay, Lazard, Myers, Olave, wherever you want to put these guys, Hopkins, you know, I think he's got to be above that group. That's really what it is for me.
It's funny with Mike Williams, too. He splits between you and I. I am at 16. You had him at like 7. He's 11 on the ECR. So he's kind of like
I had him at 2, kind of actually. You forgot. Now.
number one overall. Where did you put? Well, actually, I don't want to talk about him because he was a Thursday night guy. Moving down the list, what about this 20 range? What does 20 through 25 look like to you?
Lazard, Myers, Olave, Hopkins, Cooks, and Juju at 25. I mean,
this is amazing. We have not one single player.
Ugly.
We have not one single player in that range. I've got Lazard quite a bit higher. I've currently got Kirk, Myers, Higgins. Did you have Myers in there?
Yeah, I got Myers.
Okay, so we have Myers. Never mind. We have Myers. Higgins, McLaurin, Ayuk, and George Pickens at 25.
Who's your, give me your 10 to 15.
So I've got Godwin at 10, Lockett at 11, Amon-Ra St. Brown at 12. I really like Amon-Ra St. Brown, but it's like coming back from all this Dallas defense, a little bit tougher.
Well, and he's also going to get Diggs and nobody else is healthy. He's like the only guy there.
Exactly. Amari Cooper at 13, Deontay, and I got Lazard at 15. So I'm all on the Lazard. You know, we're talking about Aaron Rodgers in that bad defensive play. Lazard is the guy. I know you're kind of big on Romeo Doubs this week. I'm going to go on the play for Lazard.
I like them both. Washington sucks. So but they can both be good.
But I got kind of this rookie range of like where it's Pickens. I also put Pierce at 26. So I'm going like almost wide receiver 2 this week. So I'm really jumping in on that. But I got this range of these guys. Like, look at this. It's like Ayuk, Pickens, and Pierce. I've jumped ahead of London or Juju or DJ Moore, Garrett Wilson, all those guys. Like, those are firmly in my, like, right at the range of a wide receiver 2 this week.
I have Juju. I mean, I had to lower McLaurin because we're going down to the second string quarterback and stuff, but I mean, you still got him at 26. I hate Drake London this week. I really like,
I want to keep moving him down. Where'd you put him?
I got him at 26.
I'm at 27.
Or 27. Yeah. 27. Now, look, this could be, you know, this could be the thought process that I said where, look, Cincinnati gets up. So Marcus Mariota has to throw in. Hey, we get a good game from London. Right. But I just don't trust Marcus Mariota throwing the ball right now. I can't wait till they switch over to Desmond Ridder. And it's going to have to happen at some point this year. But I just don't like that. Pierce, I have at 33. I'm not quite as high as you are. I have like Samuel, Pickens, IU. Renfro, if he plays ahead of him, guys like that.
Yeah, Renfro was kind of buried down that list. What do you have any surprises in the wide receiver 3 range that you put in here, or anyone you're uncertain of, like maybe between 30 and 36 or even 30 to 40, any in that range?
I mean, I have still DJ Moore at 36. I just think that Carolina is going to be way down there and have to play catch up. So maybe he'll get like 12 or 13 targets or something. But he is pretty much untrustable. I have Judy at 35. Then I have Corey Davis just because he's been getting volume at 37. I've got Claypool in that 40 range.
Did you see those Claypool rumors? You see those rumors?
No. What were the rumors?
That the Packers are coveting Chase Claypool and want to make a move for him.
Well, then please. Any offer.
You think the Steelers would trade off one of their wide receivers after a win like that they had last week?
I mean, if it's Claypool, I think they would. This is all, you know, there was some trade rumor last week that never came to fruition. You know, I mean, we get these, you know, it's right before the trade deadline. It's whatever it is, 11 days away from it as we're recording this. So 10 days away from it as you're listening to it. So this is, you know, this is what we're going to get. I just, you know, what are they offering? Are they offering a four? Because I think the Steelers would do it for a four, but five, six, seven, I don't think they would do it for anything in that range. So I would love to see him not in Pittsburgh. That'd be great. I'll take the draft pick. So Steelers are pretty good at picking wideouts, and there's a bunch coming out all the time. A guy's a headache. I'm tired of him. So
yeah, I think it's a possibility. How about Eli Moore after taking his personal day? Can you, is he in any way startable this week? I have him under Corey Davis right now. I think he's the least startable Jets receiver.
I have Corey Davis at 37. I have Elijah Moore at 42. He's just not on the field as much. I also have Wilson at 41. So he's just not very trustable right now. And, you know, I know everybody wants to crap on Zach Wilson and all that stuff, but Zach spreads the ball out. If they have to throw the ball like 50 times, like they had to with Joe Flacco on there because the defense wasn't gelling, they'll throw the ball. I don't think there's going to be many scenarios where the Jets win going away this season like they did against Green Bay last week. I think that was a fluky week. So,
you know. Anybody deeper that I'm looking like I put Marquez Valdez Scantling a little bit up.
I'm at 45.
I kind of want to put Donovan Peoples-Jones up a little bit more. I feel like he's been getting a little bit of run, and they're going up against Baltimore.
100%. You know, Dotson looks like he got hurt today in practice, so he's going to have to come down, which probably move Curtis Samuel up, maybe even Antonio Gibson up.
Is Dotson going to miss the game?
It looks like it, yeah. I mean, he got hurt in practice on Thursday, so. You know, unless it's just way more minor. If they tweak something, they usually don't report that. It's usually like, the next day, if he's limited or doesn't practice, then they kind of say what it is. But he left practice, so he might be actually hurt. So what do you do with Robert Woods?
Just put my hands up and hope for the best. I think he was lower on the initial because of the bye week.
The bye week, he absolutely was, yeah. I put him at 43.
I was about to say, I've got him at 41. Okay. I got him. I kind of have Renfro a little bit lower, even though I want to go higher. Here's one thing I will acknowledge that I'm waiting for with just not trying to make this about Renfro. Like, coming off of a bye, Renfro is the type of guy in my mind that the team would reestablish. We have to get Davante Adams the ball more deep, and we have to get Renfro the ball more in every single series. I just don't think they can let him disappear. So I acknowledge that he could be more involved, but I just can't. I don't know, man. I don't know if he's really even in the wide receiver three range right now. And I think that's where Robert Woods is as well. I think they just both live in that space, though it's not a horrible matchup for Woods.
Wandale? What do you do with Wandale?
Ooh, I got Wandale. So Wandale's one of those guys that I want to move up more. I've got him at 50 right now.
48. So
okay, so we're right in the same chart. Let's see where Wandale is on the consensus. He's 48 on the consensus, actually. So we're both in the same general range.
What about Darnell Mooney?
Ooh, so Darnell Mooney, I've got right below Robert Woods at 42. And I know he's been getting more involved, but it's New England, dude. Like, I know you're saying Justin Fields has been putting up top 10 performances.
Yeah, but that's Justin Fields. He can do it with his legs. You know, that it doesn't mean true. Just because he's doing it. I mean, and he's barely thrown over 200 yards at any point this year. So just because he's doing it doesn't mean the wide receivers are going to benefit from it at all. So I have him at 40. So not very high. The wide receiver 4 still. So, you know.
Is there anybody else that jumps out to you in this later range that was a struggle?
No, I lowered Duvernay down to like 46.
Dude, I'm still over. Duvernay just burned my ass last week.
Especially with them taking, I mean, he screwed us on bets too. Especially with them signing DeSean Jackson. Like, Jackson ain't going to play this week, but, you know, he's going to be involved in, you know, that Spider-Man meme. DeSean Jackson is, you know, the old version, or I guess Duvernay is the young, crappy version of DeSean Jackson. So, you know, kind of the same role there. So that,
you know, someone weird. I moved up Tyquan Thornton. I wanted to make sure he was up a little bit more. He's not like a flex option, but like in maybe a deep 16 league, we have three wideouts and a flex. Maybe someone to get out there against Chicago. I feel like that's a place where Tyquan Thornton could maybe thrive a little bit more. I'm really waiting for those big weeks for him. So I moved him up a little bit.
So my thing with him, and I like him, I think they should get him the ball more. I just like Aguilar was out last week. And they benched Kendrick Bourne, and then Tyquan Thornton got on the field. because before that he wasn't really involved, but they had plays drawn up for him. So he's definitely at least a gadget player, which is good that he has at least some role. But, you know, a lot of teams have been calling New England about Kendrick Bourne as well. So he might be gone. And, you know, if Aguilar is performing, you got to put your rookie up there. So they need an explosive playmaker. That is why, that's the reason they drafted Thornton. That's the reason they drafted Pierre Strong, to get someone that can be a home run hitter, because they don't have that on their team. They have good grinding running backs in Stevenson and Harris. They have a good pass catching. They have good pass catching tight ends. They have a good, you know, target getter in Jacoby Myers, but not a guy that can rip one off. And Thornton is that guy. So is Aguilar. But Aguilar's a little past his prime.
What tight ends real quick. Is there anything unique about it? The top guys they have, Andrews, Kelsey, Kittle, Ertz, Njoku's five, Pitts, Hockenson, Gerald Everett comes in at eight because Seattle's the worst against tight ends. Taysom Hill and Robert Tonyan are the top 10. I think that's about my same names. I've got Hill at like an obligatory 10. Hayden Hurst, maybe a little bit of revenge narrative that you could play with. He's been getting a lot more targets. I got him as a top 10, but I've got Kittle in at three. I think this is another performance where he gets a bunch of targets. I put in Njoku at four just against that Baltimore defense. And it still feels gross putting Kyle Pitts in there. I don't know. Like, I got Kyle Pitts at six and I'm thinking maybe I should drop him down. Like, aggressively.
I don't think
he
should, because this is the game where Atlanta should have to pass. Cincinnati should score on them and put up points and force them to pass in the third and fourth quarter. So this could be Pitts, you know, I mean, he's got to get it in the end zone to have a great game, but it could be his best receiving game. And I would not be surprised by that. So I have him at six. You can't put him ahead of those other guys. Can't put ahead of Kelsey, Andrews, Ertz, Kittle, Hockenson. Especially Hockenson has to be in the top five here, in my opinion, because Chark is going to be down to St. Brown isn't 100%. Swift still isn't 100%. So, you know, Hockenson should be good to go. So I like him. I have Hayden Hurst in that top 10 as well. Everett in there too. Once again, we don't think Keenan Allen's going to end up playing. And Freeman,
you know who I kind of like?
Who's that?
No, I was just saying, I have Freiermuth I've got in this general range, but like Daniel Bellinger. I put Daniel Bellinger back.
Dude, they're drawing up plays for him at the end zone, not in the red zone, at the end zone. They are drawing up plays for him. Run plays. He had a rushing touchdown 2 weeks ago. He had a receiving touchdown this week. And tell me the other threat in the red zone. It's Daniel Jones, it's Saquon Barkley, and it's Bellinger. Those are the three guys, if you're at the goal line, for the Giants, that you're going to be paying attention to. So they've been drawing him up different plays, and I like it. So I have him at 15. I just have Ingram, Waller, and Taysom ahead of him. And then Freiermuth is still questionable, but I think he's going to end up playing, and I have him at 11 against Miami. Pittsburgh should be playing comeback. So
I like it. Well, friendos, those are the ranks. That's the rank builders. We were building them together, moving some guys around. They're listed up at Fantasy Pros. If they're on request at Patreon, if you want them on Patreon, we can always send them as we readjust them. Make sure you guys can come and check us out over at InThisLeague.com, because that's how you can get access to us on Patreon. We love to hang out with you. Hopefully you guys like to do it. You guys are supporting us when you do so. We got a bunch of other great features. The GroupMe rooms, probably the best.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
But you can't put him ahead of those other guys. Can't put ahead of Kelsey, Andrews, Ertz, Kittle, Hockenson. Especially Hockenson has to be in the top five here, in my opinion, because Chark is going to be down to St. Brown isn't 100%. Swift still isn't 100%. So, you know, Hockenson should be good to go. So I like him. I have Hayden Hurst in that top 10 as well. Everett in there too. Once again, we don't think Keenan Allen's going to end up playing. And Freiermuth,
you know who I kind of like?
Who's that?
No, I was just saying, I have Freiermuth I've got in this general range, but like Daniel Bellinger, I put Daniel Bellinger back.
Dude, they're drawing up plays for him at the end zone, not in the red zone, at the end zone. They are drawing up plays for him. Run plays. He had a rushing touchdown 2 weeks ago. He had a receiving touchdown this week. And tell me the other threat in the red zone. It's Daniel Jones. It's Saquon Barkley. and it's Bellinger. Those are the three guys, if you're at the goal line for the Giants, that you're going to be paying attention to. So they've been drawing him up different plays, and I like it. So I have him at 15. I just have Ingram, Waller, and Taysom ahead of him. And then Freiermuth is still questionable, but I think he's going to end up playing, and I have him at 11 against Miami. Pittsburgh should be playing comeback. So
I like it. Well, friendos, those are the ranks. That's the rank builders. We were building them together, moving some guys around. They're listed up at Fantasy Pros. If they're on request at Patreon, if you want them on Patreon, we can always send them as we readjust them. Make sure you guys can come and check us out over at InThisLeague.com, because that's how you can get access to us on Patreon. We love to hang out with you. Hopefully you guys like to do it. You guys are supporting us when you do so. We got a bunch of other great features. The GroupMe rooms, probably the best. And go to twitch.tv/InThisLeague right now if you have never done it, and follow our account, twitch.tv/InThisLeague, because Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, Bogman and I will jump on, answer all your start and sit questions, anything you got. We'll probably be talking about injuries, guys that aren't playing, do some betting, all of that stuff. So come up to the Twitch. You can sub to get rid of ads, which we appreciate. It's free with Amazon Prime. So come and follow that and check us out at InThisLeague.com. Come and sign up today. That is it. We are out of here. We built the ranks. If you build it, they will win. And that's what we care about. We're out of here, friends.
Sorry.